more independent.
Mm-hmm. I think as the years have gone on, it's gotten more and more so.
Do you think it's different in Alpharetta or other?
I don't know. Alpharetta, see, I have no idea all the thought that must have gone into building Roswell. But, I mean, Alpharetta just does not seem to have the same types of facilities at this point that Roswell does. But, of course, Alpharetta's not as old as Roswell is. So Roswell's, of course, going to have more. So Alpharetta, to me, has always had a newer feel, so to speak, to it. Because, you know, the buildings really are newer, especially in the parts of Alpharetta I go to. You know, that's where the mall is. And so I think it's just newer than Roswell. So it's hard to compare it because they're at a much younger stage.
Mm-hmm. But do you been to places like Marietta that maybe are as old as Roswell?
I'm not as familiar with Marietta. So I don't feel comfortable making a statement about it. I mean, I couldn't even tell you where Marietta is off the top of my head. So I lead a very sheltered life now.
Sounds like you're very satisfied being here.
Yeah, I'm happy. You know, that's all it takes. So, well, that's, I mean, it's the perspective you gain after being gone for 4 years, and you come to appreciate more of the things that you'd taken for granted and just thought, oh, well, that's everywhere. So, you know, I was very happy to come back home. So.
Yeah, I suppose you could have gone anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much.
It's a real national sort of a place.
Yeah, I mean, because stayed up there, there's a ton of people who stay in Greenville because they fall in love with it. But, I mean, to me, I just look at everything that it didn't have. But man, I'm spoiled, I don't know. But, no, I mean, my family's here, and that's incredibly important to me. And this is where I know people. So.
Okay. Well, have you got other things you want
to... Yeah, actually, I was going to ask about, you know, what you found it to be like after having moved away and then, you know, coming back. I don't know how often you came home mm-hmm. or when it was, but did you start to notice changes as you'd come back and go, oh, there's a new...
Yeah.
Store, new
yeah, room. You'd notice the changes because little things that would happen every day, you know, oh, well, we fix this road, would be totally new to me. You come to an intersection, you're like, I don't know where I am anymore. So, you know, little things, but I mean, Roswell hasn't exactly revolutionized itself, you know, overnight. But, now I'd come home, you know, fairly often because I'd come back for all the events, you know, I have to be at the Arts Festival, I have to come to this. And so, I mean, I was still very... as involved as I could possibly be from that distance. Right. So.
So you think a lot of them were for the better then? You say it still feels like home?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, nothing's gone on where I was like, oh, jeez. I mean, they took out a lot of trees, you know, here and there, and that's always the thing that gets me most. I think I'm just an ecologist at heart or something because I get so mad about it. But no, it still feels like home. I mean, nothing feels wrong or anything like that. Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Do you think the same kind of thing is going to keep happening in the future? Do you see it getting a lot bigger or maybe becoming a bigger city?
I say I don't see the population ceasing to grow anytime soon. The problem is that, you know, we're at our city limits. All the land that can be bought has been bought. You know, the city owns a good bit of it, which is good. It's a good thing because it won't get zoned or anything like that. So, I mean, I don't... it's hard to judge what the future is going to be since we are growing so rapidly. But I don't know if, you know, if we're not building or some people get mad and leave. I don't know.
Yeah. You think you'll stay as long as...
yeah,
long as
I mean, I expect to stay for quite some time. I mean, it is home and it's where I'm involved and it's got everything I like, so.
That's all I was curious about. Mm-hmm. We've talked about so much else.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we're about at the end of what we wanted to do. Oh, I hope that we haven't disappointed you.
No.
You made a special effort to come and talk to us.
No, I just... hope I sounded intelligent and answered the questions that you were really asking.
Oh, well, what we wanted to hear was what you wanted to tell us. And so you couldn't possibly have given us a wrong answer. And that's the, you know, that's the bottom line about this, is that you're the one who lives here.
Yeah,
we're
true.
Not. So this is, you know, we enjoy finding out about the place, finding out how things work here.